Our second story now. In Yemen, another demonstration has been held denouncing the army's airstrikes against the Shia Houthi people in the north of the country. Tens of thousands took to the streets of the capital Sana'a on Friday to condemn the army for killing Houthis. The protesters demand an immediate halt to the army operations in Amran province. The army operations against the Houthis were escalated recently after the Houthis drove out tribal forces of the Al-Hashid from Amran province and strengthened their grip over key positions. The Houthis played a key role in the popular revolution that forced former dictator Ali Abdullah Saleh to step down in 2012. But ever since then, they have accused the current government of adopting policies that have led to their marginalizations. Let's talk to Press TV's Yusuf Moria, correspondent in Sana'a. Yusuf, first of all, tell us how much are the army's airstrikes against the Shia Houthi people in line with the U.S. drone program?
Well, the U.S. drone program has not targeted or has not stepped in the fight with the Yemeni army against the Houthi population. U.S. drones are basically targeting militants in the south of the country. Rather, today's protest has been going on for over 2 months, where Houthi supporters have been launching in the north province of Amran and also here in the capital, Sana'a, basically calling on the Yemeni government to not be involved in the war between the Houthis and tribal forces of Al-Hashid, who for many months right now have been battling of the north province of Amran. Of course, Amran province has for many years been under the control of the powerful tribe of Al-Hashid. However, that changed in the beginning of this year after the Houthis were able to drive out the tribe of Al-Hashid from the province of Amran, which eventually led to the Yemeni army stepping into the conflict in an attempt to bring a halt to the Houthi advancement in the north part of the country. And so this is why the protesters have been taken to the streets for the past 2 months, calling on the Yemeni government to not get involved in shouting anti-government slogans. They basically feel that this Yemeni army is siding with tribal forces in an attempt to quell the Houthi uprising, which is taking place in the north of the country.
And of course, tell us more about the fact that in what sense are the Houthis marginalized?
Well, as you know, they sustained the 6 wars under the regime of Ali Abdullah Saleh, where Saudi Arabia also stepped in and basically bombarded the north province of Saada, which is a province which is basically the hotbed of the Houthi community. Now, in regards to this new transitional government, the Houthis don't have any political say-so within this current Yemeni government, and they basically feel that this current government is marginalizing the Houthi community and by not getting, allowing them to participate in Yemeni politics, and also by siding with tribal forces in the latest clashes in the north part of the country. So they basically feel that this is a government that does not represent the Houthi community and is rather engaging and transgressing against their advancement in the north of the country.
All right, Press TV's Yusuf Moria reporting from Sana'a. Thanks to Yusuf.